Dr. Duncan is appealing to all travelers to St. Vincent and the Grenadines to complete the pre-arrival forms when traveling. He said, when the form is filled prior to arrival, it eliminates the hassle and long waiting times upon arrival.
The pre-arrival form still remains a prerequisite for entering the country, and we urge people to please continue to complete it. This would significantly assist you in your ease of travel, so you won't have any problem checking in outside of the country. And if you know you get on an aircraft without completing the form when you get here, then you're still going to have to complete it, which would take some time. And I know nobody wants to come off an aircraft and then have to wait another 40, 50 minutes to complete the form to leave. So please do continue to complete the pre-arrival form. I suggest that people keep an eye on our website at health.gov and they keep following for updates there and any updates you'll find. Once there's significant changes, we will communicate to the public.
Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan. Regionally, an 86-year-old woman and a 91-year-old man in Barbados who are both unvaccinated passed away from COVID-19 on Sunday, April 17th. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Dominica to date now stands at 11,988. Internationally, a federal judge in Florida has struck down the Biden administration's mask mandate for airplanes and other forms of public transit, calling it unlawful. U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell said the National Public Health Agency had exceeded its legal powers in issuing the mandate. The U.S. Transit Authority said it will now no longer enforce mask wearing. Meanwhile, Moderna hopes to offer updated COVID-19 boosters in the fall that combine its original vaccine with protection against the Omicron variant. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.